Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, the God of our salvation, be exalted. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do so come to say thank you on this morning for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your provision. You're a good God, and you're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father God. Lord, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, and we thank you for a brand new day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it in the name of Jesus. We will have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, we make the outgoings of the morning. Thank you for making the outgoings of the morning to rejoice as we receive your loving kindness every morning. Thank you for releasing the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Thank you for letting your light break forth in our life the morning. Thank you for letting your judgments come upon the enemy morning by morning. Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, thank you for visiting us this morning. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ear to hear as the learned. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Lord, we want to say thank you for showing forth your salvation in our life this day and every day, from day to day, and our souls. Amen. And we thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We surrender the day back to you, and we ask that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, your mercies, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths as we greet you on this beautiful, glorious morning, another day that the Lord has made, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. We want to welcome all of our first-timers chiming in with us for the very, very first time. Please enjoy the services on today. Amen. To the extent that you will continue to come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we are celebrating 11 years this month. Amen. And God be praised. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. We pray that everyone is excited today. Amen. Hallelujah for one more day. One more day the Lord has blessed us. One more day the Lord has kept us. One more day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for this day. We thank God for yesterday. We thank God for this day. And we thank God for tomorrow. Because regardless of what happens, amen, we know where we end up. Amen. Hallelujah. our tomorrow will be with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, it might not be a 24-hour tomorrow, because 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord. Amen. But we give God praise, glory, and honor. We want to thank God, amen, for this wonderful week. Amen. It's been a very, very full week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we have met, amen, every morning at 5 o'clock on Facebook for our early morning prayer. Amen. We have come back here at 6 o'clock for our breakfast. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have met at the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Twice. Amen. Every day. Amen. We had Wednesday night Bible study. Glory be to God. Came back last night. Amen. For our praise party. Amen. Glory be to God. We was on Media TV time this week. Amen. Glory be to God. And also on Media Radio 6 times this week. Amen. So it's been a very, very full week. Very, very packed week. And we have come to the close. Amen. By God's grace and by God's mercies. Amen. And amen. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God, hallelujah, for our upcoming Christmas dinner. Amen, looks like we're going to have about 140 people. Amen, 140 people. And you got some last minute people trying to tuck some stuff in today. So we have a final count on Monday. Amen, but it's going to be a nice crowd. Amen, and the most important person there, amen, it's Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So if it's one person, amen, or if it's 1,000 people, the most important person will be there. Hallelujah. So that gives us an incentive to participate. Amen and amen. At this time, amen, we want to, hallelujah, introduce to you, amen, the woman of God, hallelujah, as she comes on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God to give us what thus saith the Lord. Amen. She is a friend of this ministry. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our Dr. Lauren Davis. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Sold out for the gospel all the way from North Carolina. Ever glory be to God. Committed. Amen. To the kingdom. Amen. Committed to God's word. Committed to God's spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She studies to show herself approved unto God, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. And so we want to thank God for her. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Lauren Davis. Amen. That we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace, and receive her this morning for her ability. Amen. If you can't say amen, saint, just say ouch. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God's word is valid, and it will never return to him void. Amen. Good morning, Dr. Lauren. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, and you?
I am exceedingly well today, and to God be praised. Amen. We want to thank you for serving on this morning. Amen. And
thank
the floor
you.
Is yours.
God be the glory. Thank you.
Amen.
I have a little cold this morning, so excuse my voice this morning.
Yes, we
will. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Yes, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning, O God, to say thank you, God, for this another day's journey. We bless your name, O God, for another opportunity, dear God, to bring forth your word, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we come not with our will, but your will be done. We're praying, God, for all those that will be tuned in this morning, dear God. We're praying, Lord God, by your spirit, God, that all is well, God, in the name of Jesus, and hearts and minds will be in tune with the power of the Holy Spirit to hear what thus saith the Lord. And God, we thank you right now for helping me now, God, to just forget about myself and just remember you, Lord God, that you have called me from the foundation of the world, that your word may go forth in demonstration power and not return into you void. God, in Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. This morning, we will be coming out of Judges, the 16th chapter. We want to just talk a little bit about Samson and Delilah this morning. We want to give you a little background on Samson and Delilah. Samson appeared to be unstoppable, ruling over Israel for 20 years before he fell for the beautiful Delilah, Judges 15 and 20. Delilah was a prostitute from the town of Gaza who used her seductive wiles eventually to find the way to disarm Samson. The secret of his strength was found not in being tied up with leather thorns, new ropes, or by binding his hair. Rather, when his hair was cut, which identified him as a Nazarite, then his strength left him. And thus Samson was defeated, Judges 15 and 6. The angel promised to his parents Samson was to be a Nazarite, set apart to God from birth. The requirements of number 6 prohibited the drinking of wine and intoxicating drinks, the cutting of the hair, and going near a dead body. It may be mere conjecture that Samson drank wine at his wedding, Judges 14 and 10. Now we're going to go to Judges 16. 16 and 4 it says, and it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And our theme is called Code Red. Code Red. On three different occasions, Delilah attempted to trap her husband. See, they were married. And the thing is, the lords of the Philistines came to her and offered her a deal to try to take Samson down, because Samson was their enemy. They were so afraid. The Philistines were so afraid of Samson, and they didn't know how to take him down. So they knew all about Delilah. She was a prostitute. She slept around with anybody. And Samson fell right into her arms. He walked into her arms, by the way, not fell, because you know what you're doing when you meet somebody. You don't just fall into somebody's arms. You walk in willingly. His parents had told him in chapter 14, out of all the women, why her? Why would you want her? See, her name had been spreaded all around. And she was the least person that his parents thought that he would have chosen. But he said, she pleasures me. See, if he didn't have a lust problem from the beginning, he wouldn't have fell for the prostitute. He wouldn't have walked into the arms of a prostitute. Code red. Danger. So it was a deal made with her, with the enemy, to take him down. See, he knew that he was on assignment by God, but he got all into his flesh, in the carnality of his mind. And she was able to take him down. The first thing was in verse 16 and 7. No, 16, we're going to say 16 and 6. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, where is thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Now, first of all, if Samson was really thinking, well, why would you want to know where my strength lies. This is to protect you and I from danger. But because he was in the carnality of his mind, he couldn't see the trap that he was walking into. Verse 7, and Samson said unto her, if thy bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. The lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Then there were men lying in wait. They were already there in the chambers. Then this is their home. Why would you have the enemy right there in your house? He didn't even know that they were in the midst, that he was in the midst of danger. Code red. Code red. Danger. Danger. He didn't even know that he was in danger. But because his past record indicates that he was a man of strength, he tore a lion apart with his bare hands. So therefore, but see, he was walking in the power of God. The Spirit of God was on him, could not be defeated, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. He had the strength and the agility and the power of the Holy Ghost. So nobody or nothing could take him down. But when you fall prey or walk into the hands of the enemy, being off guard, code red, code red, he did not know that the enemy was right in the midst. Right in the midst, as he slept, as he laid on his wife's knee, so to speak, and she rocked him to sleep, and she waited until he was asleep. And then, now he's all bound up now, and she said, Samson, Samson, the Philistines are coming, code red, you're in danger, code red. But when he heard the code red, he got up, he jumped up, and he broke loose. And the Philistines, terrified of this man, left. Now here's Delilah. Why did you lie to me? Why did you lie to me? Code red, code red. First of all, he's sleeping with the enemy. He's on enemy territory. So why not the enemy pursue him? He was a danger. He was a threat. He had to be taken down. And the closest person to him the enemy used was his wife. Number 2, verse 11. Now here in verse 10 it says, and Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thy mightest be bound. Verse 11, and he said unto her, if they bind me with fast, with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah, here she goes scheming again. Delilah therefore took new ropes, bound him therewith, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee. Code red. Danger. Danger. But because he lied again, didn't tell her the truth of where his strength lied, he was able to break free. But still, in the carnality of his mind, he couldn't see with the eyes that God gave him. He was a walking blind man because he couldn't see, because he fell prey. He fell prey to her scheme, her wicked schemes, because he was in love, or rather I say, in lust. He was in lust because love don't do you like that. Love don't bring you no harm. Love don't set you up for the kill. So it wasn't about love. It was all about lust. Because she made him feel good. So therefore, he's not walking in the spirit. He's walking in the carnality of his flesh. So he can't do the things that he was called to do as a Nazarite. He was set apart from God, from his mother's womb. He was to protect his people. That's why God called him. But see, he got sidetracked. He got sidetracked. And when we get sidetracked, we can't do the things that we are called to do. Our purpose is delayed because we want what we want, and we don't care who is in the way until we get what we want. And this is what he did. So he could not hear the Holy Spirit when he was in the danger because he was in the carnality of his flesh. Go down to verse 13. And Delilah said unto Samson, hither thou too, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thy mightest be bound. And he said, this is number three. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it with the pin, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee. Samson, code red, another code red. But it was not on in his defense. It was against him. Because the enemy, his own wife, again, she was the one that called the code red, but it was not in Samson's defense. It was no one there to help him. See, a code red is an alert. A code red is an alert. The military has a code red. They use when they're on high alert. Code red, when they're in danger, when they're in the midst of the enemy, when danger is all around. And Samson was in the midst of the Philistines right there in his home, in his chamber, sleeping, laxed, on supposed to be on duty, on guard. But because he was walking in his flesh, in the carnality of his mind, he could not hear the spirit alerting him to the code red, you're in danger. And whenever we're in danger, we have to be guarded up. We have to have our proper clothes on. Ephesians in the 6th chapter, in the 10th verse, we got to be arming up, head, our breastplate, our feet, the word of God, so we can encounter, we can counterattack the things that's coming at us in the spirit. But if we're not properly clothed, if we are disarmed, we can't hear and we can't see. So we're walking right in the midst of a code red and don't even know it because our discernment is off. His discernment off because it took a woman to take him down. She was offered some money. And the Bible said, money is the root. For the love of money is the root of all evil. So what she do? She agreed to it. To take her own husband down in the midst of all the trouble, in the midst of everything going on around. Why? I tell you why. Because when you come together as husband and wife, when you get a wife, the Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing, but he looked in the wrong place. Because his mother and father warned him in advance about all the women. Chapter 14, read it for yourself. Why would you choose her? Because they knew her. They knew her background. All the Philistines knew her reputation. She was. So when you're sleeping with the enemy, and when they call in cold red, it is not in your defense. It's not in your behalf. Because they had offered a price, and she committed to that price, to whatever it is that they was going to give her, 1,100 shekels of gold that they were going to give her, and she fell for it. But she took her own husband down, walked him right into the hands of the enemy. Code red, danger, alert. And we as the body of Christ, we are on a high alert because of everything that is happening in the world. We got to be fully armored up. This is not the time for the body of Christ to fall asleep and to walk in the midst of danger. We got to be fully discerned, fully aware of our surroundings. Because the Bible says that our enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. God will give you discernment in the midst of trouble, of a cold red, to let you know that you're in danger. Okay, let's go on to verse 15. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed. The word vexed, and this is what it said, of a problem or issue, difficult, much debate. Oh, it was a problem, all right. And it was a difficult decision. But he was not willing at that time to convey to her the secret of his strength. But she kept nagging him. She kept nagging him, but some kind of alarm should have went off in his head or in his spirit, so to speak, that this woman is trying to set me up. Again, he was walking in the carnality of his mind and his flesh. So his flesh was leading him around and not the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God was mightily upon Samson. Anytime a man can tear a lion apart with his bare hands, it's supernatural strength, supernatural power, and it only came from God. But see, he walked off. It was his choice. It was his choice to walk off of a woman, so-called love of a woman, but it wasn't love. Again, it was his lust after her. Verse 17, after she vexed him and vexed him, he said, oh my God. He gave up his secret, not knowing what was going to occur afterward. Then he told her all his heart and said unto her, there have not come a razor upon thine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God, services for God, purpose for God, to do the will of God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Code red. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once. Because now she's convinced he really told the secret, because she felt it in her heart that he wasn't lying anymore. Code red, but it's a code red alert, and he's not even aware of it. Come up. And it says, then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him. Does love hurt? And his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. Code red. You're in danger. But now at this point, he was totally helpless at the hands of his own wife. Money lured her. Money. But it was to take him off of his assignment. The purpose was delayed and never came into fruition, cause he could not hear the warning signs that was all around. He couldn't see. He was walking with eyes, but he couldn't see. He was walking. He had ears, but he wasn't in tune with the Spirit of God to let him know about the code red, the warning, the high alert. You're in danger. And she said that the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times. But he could not perform because he was just like a normal man, stripped. He was stripped, powerless. He was disarmed by his own wife. And we as the body of Christ, have we disarmed ourselves? Are we not wearing the proper clothing today in the midst of a code red? It's all around us. Murders every day, rapists, thievery, breaking into homes. Are we prepared for the code red if it hits our door? Are we prepared for the code red? Or can we hear it when the Holy Spirit whispers to us, code red, get yourself ready? Matter of fact, you should be ready already. Clothe yourself with the armor of God from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet so you won't be disarmed when the enemy approaches you. You'll be able to recognize him in the person of your so-called friend. Because friends can smile up in your face and stab you in the back at the same time because you've been disarmed. You didn't hear the code red in your spirit to say, no, 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 not this one. No, 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 not that one. But my prayer partner, I always hear her say, the Holy Spirit downloads into my spirit. What am I to do? Where am I to go? What am I to say? See, she's in tune with the Holy Ghost. She's in tune with the Holy Ghost. And we should all be in tune with the Holy Ghost for the code red, the alert, not to walk in danger. Just like Lot. Abraham had to let Lot know that he was in danger. But what did God do? God sent some angels to get Lot and his family out of the midst of the danger. The code red, the code red. Because if not, they would have been taken down, slaughtered, just like the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Code red, get them out, get them out. And what about Jesus? The code red reached all the way to heaven. Hallelujah. The code red, the warning, the alert, it reached all the way to the throne room. Because the enemy, the adversary, came here on earth. He was kicked out of heaven. And he came to destroy mankind. But God said, will go for us. And Jesus said, prepare me a body. I'll go down. I'll go down and I'll redeem man back unto you. So God, what he did, he died for the sins of the people. Code red, because he saw that the people was in distress. Code red. People crying out, God help, send a deliverer, God help, send a savior. Code red, code red. And God sent Jesus to rescue, to deliver man back unto God. If not, man would have perished in his sins. But because of the code red in heaven, hallelujah, God send a redeemer. His only begotten son died on the cross, was buried and rose again on the third day, that we would not have to die in our sins. So we thank God for Jesus on today, hearing the code read all the way from heaven down to earth to rescue us and to bring us back to the Father. Hallelujah. So we thank God today for the code red, to be on the alert, because our enemy, the adversary, is walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Be on the alert. Hear the code red. Hear the warning signs today. God bless you. Have a good day.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank God for a stirring message on this morning, code red. Beloved, hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for a stirring message. Amen. Samson could not have been taken down if he had paid attention to the code red. Samson would have known that he was sleeping with the enemy if he had paid attention to the code red. But because of that, the minister said this morning, his purpose was delayed. His destiny was delayed because he ignored the code red. He was a walking blind man. He was a dead man walking. His discernment was off. Because he refused to pay attention to the code red. But if only he had paid attention to the code red, she said, he would have known he was walking in danger And he would have been able to turn around and call the enemy, not this time. Oh, my God, Jesus. Woo! Oh, Dr. Lauren, when you said that one, not this time. Right before she cut off them seven locks, if that boy was just had come out of lust, come out of the flesh, walked in the spirit, he would have been able to tell the devil, not this time. My God, beloved, amen. We want to thank God for the word of God today. Amen. Because somebody needs to turn around and pay attention to Code Red before it's too late, before you get your eyes plucked out. Y'all know the story of Sansa. Huh? Before your destiny is aborted, somebody needs to pay attention to Code Red. So what? He didn't, whatever. His destiny, amen, was more important, amen, than his relationship to this woman who was his wife. Code Red, amen. All he had to do was tell the devil, not this time. Oh, my God. My God, my God. Beloved, can you tell the Lord, hallelujah. Come on, somebody needs to tell the devil, not this time. Not this time. If you're listening today and you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, amen, hallelujah, not this time. Not another day. Not another day will you go without Jesus. Not another day. Not this time. Oh, glory be to God. Come on, come on, come on, hallelujah, and give your heart to the Lord today, this morning, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Dr. Lauren, take another minute, please, and lead somebody to Christ on this morning, please, if you do not know him. Pardon of their sins, please.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone listening who does not know Jesus as Savior, God, you said in Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th and 10th verse, if thou believe with all of thine heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made known unto salvation. So we're praying right now for somebody today to call upon the name of Jesus while you still have time, while the door of salvation is still open. All you have to do is repent of your sins. Be convicted of your sins. Repent and cry out, what must I do to be saved? While the door of salvation is still open, it's not too late. So come on, right now, call into the radio station and have someone to pray with you. And God will do the rest. But you got to make a start somewhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord and hallelujah. Amen. For all of you who have given your life to Christ today, amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. This message here is for us who are born again. The devil wants to throw you off your course. The devil wants to abort your purpose. He wants to abort your destiny. He wants you to die prematurely. He wants your eyes poked out. Can you imagine what that felt like for them to take a knife and take eyeballs out of his head with no anesthesia? Can you imagine what that felt like? That's what the devil wants to do to you. Beloved, but somebody, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, need to take this message today, hallelujah, and tell the devil, not this time. Yeah, not this time. You should have got me on yesterday, because today, not this time. Code Red, beloved. Code Red, pay attention, pray for discernment, and don't ignore what God is telling you. Sometimes we try to shake it all. We try to make people our buddies when the Lord already told you no. Why are we trying to make God say yes when God already told you no? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, thank you for a word. That's one I'm telling you, as I move around today, I must definitely be meditating on that one, sister, because that was awesome. Code Red. Code Red. I confess myself, there's been some Code Reds in my life that I ignore. Just trying to make it right. I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking at all.
If God said no, God means no. Saints, we're not going to get God to say yes because we like somebody. Glory be to God. When God says no, the answer is no. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My marriage was a code red. And y'all know that story. If you don't, check me out at another time. In Jesus' name. Dr. Lauren, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. We want to thank God for you. Amen. All the way from North Carolina. Bringing us, amen, this soul-searching word on this morning. Amen. Any announcements? Anything happening in your part of the vineyard you want to share with us this morning?
Not at this time. To God be the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to pray, amen, for your that cold is trying to take a attach to you. Amen. We rebuke it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, amen, you will condemn. And we bless
thank
the Lord.
God.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Holly, we're going to miss you at the Christmas dinner. Amen. But we thank God, amen, for your congratulations. Amen. Being with us, amen, on the 19th. Amen. God bless
praise
you.
God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for the invite.
Amen. Amen. That's Dr. Lauren James, all the way from North Carolina. Amen. Cold red. My God, Jesus, that's no more on that. I got to do some meditation. All right, and to God be praised. All right, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God and for the announcement today. Amen, glory to God. Amen. All right, well, we're getting a little bit of faith. It's been a very, very full week, very full week. Woo, glory be to God. I heard somebody say last night on our praise party, they said that they be missing. They wish y'all was on Facebook on Saturday and Sundays. Amen. I said, look, me too. But guess what, Pastor, be looking forward to the weekend. Amen. At least I get Saturday off. But I don't even get Saturday off because I'm still hosting. Amen. But it doesn't make a difference. Then I'll bring the message tomorrow. This is what I do. This is my life. I live for the Lord. Amen. Week at 6 o'clock. Amen. Thank you, everybody who serves on the altar at 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. God bless you, all your lovely ministry partners. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to be honoring all of you on the 19th. God bless you. You know your names. I don't have to start calling names. You know your names. Amen. Even for our touching and agreeing team, those who don't really lead prayer, but they're touching and agreeing. God bless you. Wednesday night, Bible study. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise party. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to give praise to amen, Pastor Charles and his wife, our media team. Amen. Placing us on television times this week and six times every week. Amen. We want to give thank God for them. Internet radio. Well, this is a powerful thing. My God. And God is still because he knows whatever we have. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. So we bless the Lord. Okay, I'm waiting for one church. I had a pastor call me last night. He said, we got some people. Your 19th anniversary for our Christmas dinner. We have over 100 people, and I'm giving this church Monday. All right, because Tuesday is a cut off. All right, Tuesday is a cut off. I'm sorry. All right, that's it. Thanks. If anybody you know want to go, they got to hear from you. All right, that's cut off. Amen. But so we're going to have over 100 people. But guess what? The room can hold about 300. Amen. So we still got space. Amen. Glory be to God for everybody. Nobody's going to be crowded. Amen. Everybody's going to have their masks on. Jesus is going to be there. And he already sanitized the room and the food. Amen. And Jesus is going to be glorified. Amen.
And so we want to thank God. We want to thank God, because I think this is the first time we ever had an event with this many people. It's the first time we ever had an event with this many people, and it's still coming in. Amen. So I'll give everybody the total count on that speak. Amen. But we are over 100 already. I counted up numbers last night. I counted up the numbers, and we're still waiting for some money to hit. I'm sure it's going to hit. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Haven't been paid. Getting the other ones. They promised me it's coming in today. Amen. I believe it. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm gonna be out there picking up a little bit. This the last day I'm going out to pick up money. Matter of fact, this is the first day I'm going out to pick any money. And it's gonna be the last day too. Amen. In Jesus' name.
All right. That is it. Hello, Tim. Amen. If you can, he got something. So don't go out shopping, buying a man. All right. But if you're not wearing your hair, a little, a red watch,
That if you got something, my mother last night, she said, you just don't got nothing. I said, Mom, it's not mandatory that you wear something. But, amen. If you got a little something, then wear a little something. Amen. So we're looking forward to it.
And Dr. Lauren, we know
you and a couple other people already expressed your schedules and conflict of schedules. Amen. I'm going to see. We might be able to videotape the event. But we'll see.
Amen. Because God is bringing everything smoothly.
Just so proud. I'm just so proud that we got 2 weeks to go.
Silver Net Journal is done. All right, that's done. Amen. That's going to the center.
Amen. On Monday,
it's all laid out. Everything is laid out. So no more ads. Okay. It's no more. That's shut down. Okay. It's done.
Amen. So now we're just wrapping up our guest list.
All right. And God be praised, glory, and honor. Amen and amen. Thank you for serving us all this year, Dr. Lauren. Thank you. And you'll be hearing from me and hearing from the ministry. Amen. Before the year is out. Amen. All right, saints.
It's going to be a good day. Why? Because it's a day the Lord has made. Father God, give us discernment to pay attention to the cold beds in our lives. Father God, all the mistakes we could have avoided, Father God, if only we had paid attention to what He was telling us. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. The Holy Spirit is not going to mislead us. He's not going to throw us under the bus. He's not going to play games on us. If the Holy Spirit is telling us something, it's for our best interest. And even if we don't like what He's saying, we need to pay attention. We don't want to get our eyes cut out. We don't want our destiny to be aborted. Regardless of how much we like the people, we got to love You more than we love the person. Father, You said love You with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And when we put You first, everything else is going to be okay. You said seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Thank You for the word. Thank You for Dr. Lauren. Thank You for using her, Father God, with this soul-searching message. Because the truth of the matter is a lot of us need to turn that red into green. We need to wait on You till You turn the red light to a green light. If You're going to turn it green at all, You might not decide to turn it green. Red might be red. Your red light might be final. Whatever, God, help us to say yes to Your will. Help us to say yes to Your will, Father God, in Your way. Satan was Samson was defeated because he ignored the sign. Father God, we decree and we declare that we cannot be defeated. We will not be defeated because we will walk in obedience and we will walk in discernment. And we thank You for helping us. Father, help us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. All
right?
Thank you, God. Give me 1 second. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we say thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, we pray that you would not help us to be, Father God, in the right place at the right time and not be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we say thank you, God. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Father God, we ask that you would, Father God, cancel fires, Father God, and gas explosions and break-ins and home invasions and carjacking. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and any type of devastation, any type of bad news, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us, that surrounds us, that keeps us, Father God, in Jesus' name, we bless you. In Jesus' name, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. We, hallelujah, to God be praised. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely, bless Sister Lauren, Father God, for bringing that soul-searching word. Father God, we ask you to bless all our lovely ministry partners who have served at the altar this week. Father God, in the name of Jesus, name by name, Minister Estelle, Minister Shannon, Minister Nancy, hallelujah, Minister Tanya, Minister Valerie, Minister Hattie, Minister Joanne Thurman, hallelujah, Darlene Carr, amen, our backup team, Father God, hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah, for Brother Reed, hallelujah, Sister Woods, hallelujah, Sister Aquanetta, Sister Brenda, glory be to your name, Father God, hallelujah, we say thank you, Sister Gwendolyn Richardson, oh, glory be to God, hallelujah, God, we say thank you, Sister Joanne Brothers, Sister Kathy Smith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. We say thank you for each and every one, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even the ones who call in and don't say nothing, Father God, we thank you. Sister Olivia, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all of these men and women of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bless you, and we thank you, and we glorify. Now, as we move forward today, Father, we just say thank you for ordering our steps, and we thank you for loving us so much that you'll give us a code red and let us know something is wrong. Something is wrong. Help us not to ignore you no more. Help us not to ignore you no more. Help us, Father God, to do what Samson should have did and tell the devil, not this time. Not this time. Thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. We seal, amen, this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare. It cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Invite somebody to be back with us tomorrow at 12 o'clock for our Sunday fellowship services. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. I get so much pleasure. I am so happy that I'm getting the opportunity to honor all you guys on the 19th. I don't spend a lot of money. I'm glad some of you told me you wasn't coming, because that means that y'all might have to wait. The ones that ain't coming may have to wait. Hey, I don't spend a lot of money. You hear me? My money. But I am so glad that I get an opportunity to honor you guys. I'm more excited than you are. Amen. Thank you for bringing that joy out in me. Amen. I love you for that. Amen. Glory be to God. Pastor Alfreda, amen. Philadelphia, amen. Signing out. Amen.